Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Let's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 8th day of March, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 47 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's just a slow melt of going, man. I see no precipitation in the future. Let's see what we're going to jump on here. Trump says we can't let this situation in Ukraine continue and slams paper tiger NATO for its inaction. I mean, he's on the same side as Biden? I mean, what the fuck? This must be a Jewish thing. We'll discuss it here when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chilliquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Trump says we can't let the situation in Ukraine continue and slams paper tiger NATO for its inaction. Oh, this is from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. So, what do you want us to do over there in fucking Ukraine, Trumpy? You Trump tards are listening, right? This is what Trumpy wants to do over there. He wants to go out there for Ukraine. He's for Ukraine. So what's he for?
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
New World Order. So Trump's for the New World Order, right? Isn't that what you're getting out of this, conservative? You goddamn morons. Hey, you want to see how fucking fucking fight those goddamn Ukrainians are? There's a video at the top of FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. It shows the body bags. They got the body bags laid out, and they're doing their report. And the winds, the hell, they're climbing out of the goddamn body bags to die again. I mean, this is such fucking horse shit. I ain't never seen such horse fucking shit. And nobody's buying into this fucking shit. All they can do with all their propaganda, they cannot fucking sell this fucking snow to no fucking Eskimo. Former President Donald Trump slammed his former comrade. His former comrade. Comrade, comrade, comrade. That's a communist term, isn't it? Vladimir Putin. Yeah, he's a communist for the growing death toll in Ukraine, calling it a massive crime against humanity. Is that like the fucking kids you killed over there in fucking Yemen, you son of a bitch? Huh, Trumpy, you murdering motherfucker? You fucking war criminal? And blasted NATO for its lack of action during a GOP donor event yesterday. You guys are going to go sign up for the political party again. You're going to vote some more. I'm barely fucking. Well, I'm retarded. Okay, I'll admit it. I got a right to vote. Fuck you, mental fucking midgets. Trump spoke to the Republican National Committee donors in Louisiana during a spring retreat in New Orleans, where he covered a wide variety of topics, including the escalating crisis in Ukraine. Trump also went after NATO, calling it a paper tiger, and said the U.S. cannot just stand by. Oh, hell no! Oh, hell no, we can't stand by. They ain't none of our fucking business over there, what they're doing in Ukraine. None of our fucking business. Like, it was none of our business what they were doing in fucking Syria. But we ended up fucking occupying a third of their fucking country. It just happens to be the third with all the fucking oil on it. What you after, Trumpy? You piece of fucking shit? And now you pieces of fucking shit that back that piece of fucking shit. You are going to answer for your fucking treason. Trump also went after NATO, calling it a paper tiger, and said the U.S. cannot stand by while Ukraine is invaded. Why? Why? You got something? They got something there you fucking want? There's something you guys are fighting over? Some fucking resource that doesn't belong to neither one of you? According to Washington Post reporter Dossie, who obtained a recording of Trump's remarks, at what point do we... This is what it says. At what point do we cannot take this massive... This is what's being fucking written. Who did this story? Daily Mail. Well, look, why don't you fucking proofread your shit? At what... let's see here. At what point do we cannot take this massive crime against humanity? Like I said, look at your crime against humanity. Go to the top of FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Look at the body bags. And then look at the wind catch one of them, and the fuck, the guy just kind of pops up, and he's real. They didn't rush no goddamn paramedics over there to try to fucking save him either. I mean, goddamn, those Ukrainians are so determined for that New World Order, they're climbing out of the fucking body bags to die again. How fucking stupid are you fucking people going to be? I don't think you're being that stupid. I don't think they're getting shit. And I think it's fucking them, and they know they're getting fucked in there. Hey, they're showing their fucking truest, true colors. New World Order. Do you want to get rid of the goddamn sovereignty of your fucking nation? Do you want to get rid of your fucking Bill of Rights? You want to become a one world fucking slave? Go along with them, Trump tards. You ignorant fucking dead-headed son of a bitches. But you ain't going to get what you want. What you're going to get's a fucking rope, or you're going to get marched out into the goddamn ocean. One of the three. Trump asked, we can't let it happen. We can't let it continue to happen. What? Stopping this? Stopping what? What are you going to stop? What can't we let? I mean, this, when can't we stop here?
For the rest of us, that
on Trump, what are you for, motherfucker?
The world, quite frankly, Kira,
huh?
Is surprised.
America first. We're getting rid of all the fucking illegal aliens.
Well, I'm
lying piece of fucking dog shit. And you stupid motherfuckers out there that fell for it.
We had three revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
New world order, Donald Trump. You conservatives on board. Vote. That is my right. Vote. Fucking stupid retards. You could shut this shit down a long fucking time ago because of cocksuckers like you we put up with for fucking all my goddamn life. You dumb, deadheaded, mush-minded motherfuckers. Now, here, let's go on here. We want AR-15s. No, yeah. Oh, well, this must be the communists, right? Yes, it is. Go ahead, sorry.
I said if Trump is not a Jew, he's married to a bunch of them, and they're all communist Russian Jews.
Of course they fucking are. You got to talk louder, Charlie. Oh, I almost didn't hear you. We want AR-15s, GOP NASA executive announces gun drive to send weapons to Ukraine. You going to give me your fucking AR-15? Are you going to handle, hey, Trump wants you to. Trump wants me to handle over AR-15 and all my fucking bullets. Oh, this is how you're going to disarm America, through stupidity. Hey, all you fucking communists out there. Send them your fucking AR-15s, communist, if that's what you are, because then you'll be easier for us to kill, won't you, son of a bitches? Americans have expressed sympathy. No, we have not. Fucking, I mean, this is just Americans. Fuck you! I'm a fucking American national. My fucking bloodline's been on this goddamn continent since its fucking beginning. And my European blood came here in 1668 and in 1739. So I'm an American too, you motherfucker, and you are not speaking for me. They've never represented the fucking people. This is the international corporate fucking mafia playing games with your fucking mind. The mind you don't even fucking have. What am I saying? Americans have expressed sympathy for Ukraine amid the Russian invasion. Bars and restaurants have stopped serving Russian vodka. Oh, God, really? That's a goddamn uprising if ever I saw one. Up to 3,000 Americans have joined the fight overseas. Oh, 3,000. We should go to fucking World War III. Over 3,000 fucking communists going over to fucking Ukraine to fucking probably sit on their fucking ass and stay back out of the goddamn way, because it's all a fucking show anyway. Just like the goddamn body bags. Look at the fucking goddamn video at the top of From the Trenches. How stupid are you people going to be fucking portrayed as it in the goddamn future? They're going to look back on you and go, you're the biggest fucking morons to ever breathe air.
You know how they say that communists have state-run media?
Yep.
We have a media-run state.
Yeah, by God, we do. That's a good one, Charlie. And now a NASA county politician announced a gun collection drive to resupply Ukraine armed forces with small arms. They have been pumping the goddamn weaponry into fucking Ukraine for the past two years and plus under fucking goddamn Obama. They pumped the fucking they got more goddamn guns over there than they got people to fucking shoot them. What this is to get your stupid ass to send your fucking war weapon and your fucking ammunition, because they can't get that out. We ain't going out and shooting that ammo up, are we? We're not burning up that fucking ammo we got saved for your communist fucking fascist fucking asses, are we? Gotta be aware if they just didn't have all those fucking guns and ammo. I mean, maybe they'd give them to the Ukrainians for that New World Order. Arm the New World Order. The New World Order is the reason you're paying fucking $5 a gallon for fucking gas. It's the reason that they're fucking exercising all of this fucking unlawful fucking authority over your stupid asses through their goddamn Blackwater USA fucking agents. That's who's doing it. This is who's doing it. Send them some fucking guns and ammo, you stupid pricks. Hey, I'm a Republican. If the Republicans are going to send their gun, I'm sending my gun. You're that stupid. GOP County Executive Bruce Blackman announced the gun drive on Thursday and wants Long Islanders to donate their weapons. Fuck you. You send a fucking gun to these motherfuckers. Hey, I want to donate fucking weapons to the goddamn Canadians. They're the ones that need fucking weapons. They're the ones that are fighting for freedom and liberty. They're not. See, now we got the Canadians up there. They're fighting for freedom and liberty and their fucking rights. What are these fuckers fighting for? What was that again?
That aren't Ukrainians. I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people.
Oh, yes. I just admire them so much, especially when they crawl out of the fucking body bag.
I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had really revolutionary in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order.
New world order.
We are the shield for the euro.
This is what your Trumpies for. Conservative. Retard.
Oh, we're for smaller government and less regulation. And for the New World Order, of course.
That woman's a fucking Jew. You can tell. Just listen.
Yeah, well, hell yes, she is. And she's a fucking cabinet member over there. But now, get your goddamn... Hey, you know what? You guys could do him a little favor, though. I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to throw this out there. I mean, you can take it or leave it. You know, we get some, like, some mink oil or something like you'd put on your boots and fucking rub your fucking AR-15 down with it before you send it over there, because those guns flashing that you've polished the fucking goddamn hell out of it, you can see them. I see it. They reflect light, and that's a bad thing in a war situation, so you might want to dull them up just a little bit. And then you can proudly say, my gun's being used for, well, the New World Order. The New World Order that never fucking existed. The New World Order was a fucking conspiracy theory. Put back on your tinfoil hat, New World Order. Come on. The New World Order that's crushing your fucking country right now. The New World Order that has your southern border wide fucking open with the goddamn invaders pouring in. That new fucking world order. Send your fucking gun to them. They will go on in this article and talk about, I don't know if they can get them shipped there or not, but hell, you know what? There's plenty of Mexicans down there in them goddamn Indian reservations down on the southern border training that could use your fucking AR-15 to blow your stupid fucking heads off after they rape your fucking children in front of you. You fucking cowardly fools. We want rifles. AR-15s and shotguns is what they want, people. We send them your AR-15s and shotguns. Like I said, make sure you get that glossy and soft them. I mean, you've polished them somewhere. Some of them, you know, fucking are even shining through. You know, you rub the bluing off. You might take a fucking black marker and go over that just a little bit. That's not really good in a war zone either. President Zelensky, for the last few days, has been begging weapons. Do you know how many weapons we have already sent over there? And this is none of our fucking business. No more than Syria was, people. Fuck Ukraine. Ukraine is nothing to us. But we are going to suffer like we've never suffered, because they're getting ready to boycott that fucking oil. Hey, man, I guess you better get ready to sit in your fucking house, in your goddamn prison cell. Because you ain't going to be able to afford to go no fucking where. Sanctions, boy, that really hurts the fucking Russians when our goddamn gas goes up to $9 a gallon. Those Russians are really suffering. I bet you they ain't paying $9 fucking dollars a gallon for fucking gas. And like I said, I don't care if the Russians want to kill every fucking Ukrainian out there. They just told me they're fighting for the New World Order. Kill every fucking one of them. But understand, when you do it, Russian, that you're doing it for Vladimir Putin, the international corporate mafia fucking don for your country. You're doing it so that he has more when that New World Order he's going to fucking invoke and you are going to live under is fucking put in place. Make sure you understand that.
It's like that the U.S. is holding a gun to our heads and saying, if you don't do it, we're going to say we're going to pull the trigger.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, fuck. Henry.
Yeah, hi, Misty. Go ahead.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm confused here.
Me too.
Didn't they supposedly ban AR-15s there?
I don't. I heard. I think I heard something like that in the past. I don't know.
Yeah, they. I just kind of read it.
Well, I think that they just kind of fucking. It's like here, you know, they banned them, but they're police. They weren't included in that fucking banning. Their fucking mercenaries weren't included in that banning. Just the people who are fighting against, and there are people in Ukraine fighting against these motherfuckers, from what I read. I mean, this is just like what's happening in our country. You got these goddamn communists and these goddamn fascist criminals fucking both fighting to get rid of your fucking guns, to get rid of your fucking Bill of Rights. And they have to get rid of that fucking Bill of Rights, or they can't have a one world order, because that son of a bitch forbids it. And if we, the people, when we do have the goddamn means, that's why they want our guns, because we do have the fucking means to enforce that son of a bitch. And yeah, it's going to take us a while to get her up into gear, but I mean, it could just be a fucking spark, and I mean like a goddamn fire NATO. People are so fucking pissed. I mean, there'll be a learning curve for goddamn sure, but man, they're getting more and more. People are saying, Jesus Christ, oh fucking mighty, what's going on here? And they're seeing it. And then you have the documents coming out showing that they're killing you with their fucking death shot. We were telling the truth about that from day fucking one, weren't we? And people are going, God damn, those crazy people in the tinfoil. Maybe they are picking something. I'm going to put some tinfoil on my head. Maybe I can pick up some of this shit that they fucking picked up fucking 2.5 years ago. Maybe. I know there are a lot more fucking people coming to the side. This fucking goddamn people are waking up. They're seeing it. It's right in their goddamn face. And now they're asking you to send your goddamn guns out to fuckers in Ukraine. Who the fuck is Ukraine? Fuck Ukraine. I don't know nobody in Ukraine. I don't want to know nobody in Ukraine. And if there's people from Ukraine here marching around the goddamn whorehouse, you can get in on a fucking plane and get the fuck over there and fight for your own fucking country. You dickheads. You nothingness motherfuckers. I don't care about the Ukraine. I care about the United States of the Americas. I care about that fucking Bill of Rights. And see, this is another thing to try to pull you off fucking point. To get you off those 10 articles. Because that is the fucking key and they know it. And they know the people are fucking... I mean, we've given away so many of the explanations of the fucking Bill of Rights. You cannot believe it. And people don't want more and more. People, they see it. They might not completely understand it, but they understand who's supposed to be in fucking charge here. They understand that they are being subverted by who? The New World Order. And fucking old Trumpy, he's right in there. Hey, all you goofuses out there, all you goofy motherfuckers out there, you dumbass motherfucker. You went out there, Trump, give him a chance. Hey, you gave him a chance. You gave him a chance, now what you yelling for? He wants you to go give your fucking AR-15 to some goddamn fucking communists that want to fucking implement the New World Order. Well, we'll call them fascists today. Go ahead, sorry.
And he wanted to ban bump stocks, didn't he?
He did, unilaterally.
Did the due process later?
Huh?
Get the due process, take them first.
Yeah, and get the two. Well, we have that, I think we have.
Later.
Yes, I think we do. Let me see here just a second here. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. He said so many fucking lies, and we tried to take care of all of them. Here we are.
I got to mute it. I don't like that voice.
And then go to court. Because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case. That just took place in Florida. He had a lot of fires. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Go through due process second. You goddamn right, absolutely. This son of a bitch, and what gets me is the goddamn assholes that fell for this. We were pointing this out as it was happening, you stupid pricks, weren't we? And you were going, oh, those goddamn, I don't know, what would you call us? Maybe that's why they're having such a hard time with the trenches. You can't call us racist. You can't call us fucking communists. You can't call us fascist. Oh, we're for the fucking Bill of Rights. We're for the fucking people's fucking jurisdictional authority over this fucking land. We're for the superior law of this fucking land. What are you going to call us? Huh? Anti-government? Anti-fucking corporation? Anti-fucking unlawful fucking government? You goddamn right. We intend to hang your fucking asses. Make no mistake about it. But like I was saying before this all started, you know, again, to try to get your fucking eyes off that fucking Bill of Rights. Because people are picking that son of a bitch up and they're reading it. And they're saying, God damn, that makes fucking sense. Yeah, we did. Hey, come to think of it, you know, we the people did win the fucking war, didn't we? And we did fucking have this Bill of Rights that was fucking ratified in December 15, 1791. And this is fucking goddamn the highest law in the land, being as it comes directly from the fucking people. Unlike that goddamn constitution that never was, that was fucking, that was just put together by a handful of fucking goddamn aristocrats. The aristocrats sent their aristocratic representative. He wasn't elected by the people. The people never consented to that fucking constitution. But they sure as hell consented to that Bill of Rights. And now, I mean, it could never be changed under the fucking, even their old constitution because of the ninth article. The person that put that fucker in there was a genius. And now they couldn't change one fucking word in it if they want to. They can't change one fucking word in it, any of it, ever. Because they're corporations now. They have no, they don't even have Article 5 to work with. They have usurped their own fucking document, the original fraudulent constitution, to the point that they're fucked. That goddamn Bill of Rights is the only law in this goddamn land that is fucking ratified fucking law and the highest law and fucking the people's jurisdictional law. We the people's law. So you're going to, hey, you fucking Trump tards, you retarded motherfuckers, you're going to go out there, you're going to send them your fucking AR-15 and all your fucking rounds to fucking over there to, what the hell is the name of that goddamn, Ukraine? Are you going to send your shit over to Ukraine? Because Trump's going to tell you to. If he told you to come up and lick his ball sack, you'd do it, wouldn't you? Well, I got to lick his ball sack. You guys are fucking stupid. You're beyond fucking stupid. You're fucking goddamn cultists. You fucking need to fucking go to see a fucking brain. There ain't no brain doctors. Well, maybe you just ought to stick a fucking pistol in your stupid fucking mouth so that you ain't fucking the rest of us. What do you think of that? You criminal son of a bitch. You've earned it. You've committed crimes by going along with fucking treason and sedition. Against we the people and against our fucking law. You're the goddamn traitors. You fucking Judeo-Christians. You're all fucking traitors. And easily proven to be so in a fucking common law court of law as soon as we get those fuckers put in place. But you come at us, you son of a bitches, and we'll fucking blow your asses away. And you fucking know it. You never had what it took to come and try and take our fucking guns. So this is the kind of shit you're looking at, people. This is the best those old propaganda. I mean, they're trying everything clear back to the goddamn dark ages that worked on somebody. Oh, you know that he talked about your mother? Yes, they've been talking about your mother. Yeah, can we have your gun? Yeah, we're going to shoot. Yeah, fucking right. I mean, goddamn, they have everything that people have been gullible enough to fucking sink their teeth into. It's, like I said, clear back to the dark. They're trying it right now. They are fucking desperate because they know they're going down. That we do have the guns and we do have the ammunition to wipe them off this fucking planet. And they have fucked up. They've revealed themselves. They have revealed themselves openly. And then you got goddamn fucking Donald Trump, man, who, oh, goddamn, that fucking, all the, go Brandon, you stupid, I think you fucking people that yell that are stupid, too. It's fuck Biden, okay? But they trained you to say, Brandon, they trained you to say that instead, didn't they? Doesn't quite have the bite as fuck Biden, does it? You're chasing the fucking wiper, kids. You're chasing a fucking wiper because you're dumber than a fucking dog. You're going to send him your fucking gun? Go ahead.
It will get you kicked off the plane if you have it written on your shirt or even in.
What's
even
that?
Written on your mask. Even if it's written on your mask in small letters, let's go Brandon, in tiny letters. Guy got kicked off an airplane.
Well, that's because he didn't shoot the son of a bitch that was violating his rights when he kicked him off that airplane. That's why he got kicked. Because we fucking allow it. That's why all of this stuff is happening. Go ahead.
The corporation kicked him off.
I mean, well, then we got to fucking, the corporation's in violation of the fucking law. We need to lay the law down on them. We need to lay the fucking iron hand down on their ass, don't we?
Government contractor. That's all they are.
You goddamn right, and that's all it's ever been. Corporate fucking welfare state from the fucking get-go of their phony fucking constitution that was unlawful, unconsented to by we the people, and a fucking criminal act in the first place. And then in 1878, when they fucking redid it, formed it, I mean, chartered a corporation. We're just up a handful of here. See, we're rich, and we're going to charter a corporation. No, you're not. What the fuck were the people that people were had their heads up their asses? They made sure that they had a plenty during. See, that's what they would do in them days. They'd make sure you had really good scraps from the table. That there was, I mean, you were out there trying to grow an extra wheat fucking crop or whatever you could because you were making so much goddamn money you thought when you were making piss for what this country's worth and what a part of it you own. You were making nothing, but they kept your fucking ass busy while they fucking went and fucking formed the corporation, and you fucking didn't do a lift a finger to stop it, you fucking stupid asses. Yeah, I mean, that goddamn mammon is a powerful son of a bitch. And I ain't gonna listen to nobody tell me about their fucking God. Show me your God. I'll show you that fucking mammon. And that, I'll show you how it works, and I'll show you its fucking power. And it has power over every fucking buddy, it would seem. Everybody has to have the mammon to fucking live. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. Don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been belts and maces, and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. And no fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic round in Memphis that never sleeps the fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Scheibe for Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Scheibe, 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Uncle Crocker with Memphis Soul Song. Something to mellow out in between all the fucking insanity. We were talking about giving our AR-15s away, man. And this is the GOP. You know, the NRA, they're all GOP. You fucking sickening prick motherfuckers. And who are we giving it to? Oh, that's right, the New World, the people fighting for the fucking New World Order that is destroying our goddamn country and trying to kill us. Maybe you'll get shot with your own fucking gun. Maybe you're that fucking stupid. We'll see. We want rifles, AR-15s, and shotguns. President Zelensky for, oh yeah, he begged, okay. Black man, or Blake man, whose grandparents are from Ukraine, told the New York Post, just watching the Ukraine residents making Molotov cocktails in a brewery out of beer bottles shows they're in a desperate fight, and we can't stand by and do nothing. Oh, well, yeah, you know what, you motherfucker, why don't you get the fuck over there and do something? I don't give a shit about the Ukraine. And they already, we haven't paid for a goddamn armament over at that goddamn place. Tons of arms have been sent over there on the sweat of the fucking American brow, and we don't owe the Ukrainians a goddamn thing, especially when they're fighting for the fucking New World Order that's fucking destroying our country, that wants to kill us. So why don't you, Blakeman, why don't you get your fucking ass on a plane and get over there and fucking do some fighting, boy? There are people that will scoff at what we're doing here today. You goddamn right we're scoffing, you fucking one New World Order motherfucker. You think we can't see Putin as an international goddamn mafiosa don? They're just vying for goddamn power in their New World Order they think they're going to fucking put in place. But they can't put that motherfucker in place as long as that fucking Bill of Rights exists, can they? As long as our people are willing to get up with our fucking guns, put down our fucking lives, put our fucking liberty above our lives, and blow these fuckers away, they can't have it. And they're hating it. They're getting madder every fucking day. That's why they're doing goofy shit like this cartoon over there in fucking Ukraine. That's why they're fucking putting out propaganda pieces and letting them get loose of goddamn people crawling out of body bags in their phony fucking propaganda, huh? Well, I want to think about the French resistance in World War II. Oh, do you? Where citizens took up arms against the Nazis, he said. Well, Nisty said you took all the fucking guns away from all your people, or maybe you just took them from the ones who wouldn't go along with the fucking New World Order. I don't know, and I really don't give a monk's fuck. You motherfucking Ukrainians can go right straight to hell. Blakeman, referring to a tweet from the Ukrainian president, said, as President Zelensky said, the actor, he doesn't need a ride, he needs weapons. Fuck you. We're not going to go nuclear war for you, you motherfucker. You stupid son of a bitch. I don't care if the Russians kill every fucking Ukrainian on the goddamn planet. How's that grab you? I'm an American national. I'm a fucking racist motherfucker. I'm of the American race. And our skin comes in all colors. And we're fucking racist. We hate everybody who ain't us, including you fucking Ukrainians. Get the fuck away from the fucking whorehouse. We got to clean that up. You're marching on our goddamn streets, you motherfuckers. And you ain't getting our guns and you ain't getting our fucking ammo. You might get it right between the fucking eyes if you want to join up with these New World Order motherfuckers. Because there's going to be no New World Order over the United States of these Americas. We have our fucking law. We have our fucking sovereignty and our jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. It was established back in December 15th of 1791. And it is the law of we the people, by we the people. Like that, not like that fucking Constitution horse shit.
for and by the people, my fucking ball sack. The people had nothing to do with it. It was just a fucking step towards your goddamn aristocracy so that you could create your fucking corporate slave fucking welfare state. How much money have you motherfuckers been given that belong to the fucking people? Belong to us as individuals that was taken without the due process of the law, re-fucking-quired by we the people and our fucking law. You'll get our fucking guns all right, right in your fucking face. French resistance trying to compare this goofy-ass shit to that. Blackman referring to a tweet in Ukraine. Yeah, we already did that. Okay. While the four-day gun collection drive kicks off Friday with hopes to collect military-style semi-automatic weapons, you mean the kind that they can't get from us because they won't come and try it because we'll blow their ass away? Those are the ones you're talking about? And the ammo? Such as the AR-15, the logistical means of shipping firearms overseas, remains up in the air. Blackman said he hadn't identified a way to get the guns to Ukraine because federal agencies would need to inspect and sign off on the shipment. Well, what happens if you get a pile of those fucking guns and they won't sign up? Maybe they'll just take them right down there and give them to the son of a bitch as they're let pour across your fucking southern border so they can shoot them at you, stupid fucking retards. Won't you vote? God damn, you make me sick. Once the guns are collected, getting them to Ukraine is a big hurdle. The transport and delivery of them are in the hands of the federal government, although no taxpayer money will be spent on the... See, they're trying to act like they're fucking, damn, we're the government. We just can't do this. That motherfucker is... This is planned out to the fucking detail, and anybody that doesn't know it's a goddamn fool. Go watch that goddamn that video at the top of FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Go watch it. Try to convince yourself that you're not a fucking retard if you believe this shit. And it's diverting away from the fucking, however many millions they've killed with their fucking, you know, the shit came out about the COVID thing about the same time as this Ukraine shit came out? That the fucking, that they knew, what, 24,000 that they're admitting to? So you can do that about 10 times, about 2.4 million fucking people killed by that fucking shit? Oh man, they're upset because people are fucking actually telling the truth about it? Because they had to release the goddamn documents with the truth of the murder rate that they got going here?
Don't forget, all those weapons that were left in Afghanistan, they're not very far away from Ukraine.
My God, they ain't, are they, Charlie? There you go. There you fucking go. And boy, they need money bad. Maybe we could buy them from the fucking Afghans and then give them to the Ukrainians who are fighting for the New World Order. Wouldn't that be a gracious thing for us to do, people?
that YouTube movie I sent you is called Unknown Soldier. Well, it's in Finland, but 3 hours long. But, man, it's really, you know, historically accurate, World War II. And the Russians come up, first the Finns are really kicking their ass, you know, even taking more territory. And then the Russians come up with all these American weapons.
Mm-hmm.
But... anyway, the reason I like the movie is the best soldier in it. He's an old man. He's just a foot soldier, a private even, and he refuses to salute the generals and everything. So, but he's the best soldier in the field. I mean, he knows people. They follow him. They don't listen to the damn generals. So, it's really. I mean, you have to read the subtitles, English subtitles, but it's pretty close to, I think, what would happen if we fought against the military-industrial complex.
Well, it depends on how we fight, Charlie, I believe. But is that the one that one of the gals put up? No, Laura said
No, I sent it to you this morning.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you hadn't seen it yet. But it's a YouTube movie, and I said that it was historically accurate.
Well, I mean,
it gives the exact dates of different operations.
The bottom line is the Russians, you know, they were flying fucking biplanes when fucking Germany attacked. And we what we did over there What we did with the industrial might of the United States of these Americas is preserve international communism. That's exactly what we fucking did. And that's, I mean, this whole goddamn thing is fucking, these fuckers at the top sit back and laugh at us for even think that we can discuss what's going on around us and tell them fucking no. Well, we'll tell you no and emphasize it. We'll emphasize that period at the end of the second article with a goddamn bullet. Because that's where you're about at, you son of a bitches. You're not going to do this to us. Fucking don't think you are. We'll mow your asses down. We're the largest army on this goddamn planet. We'll take the whole fucking planet and flush you motherfuckers down the toilet.
Yeah, all those weapons that supposedly we made, you know, to fight the Germans, like three times that many went to Russia.
Yes,
you know,
they did.
They told everybody, yeah, we're building all this stuff so we can go fight the Nazis, but really, they sent them over to Russia.
They sent them goddamn printing plates to print the fucking money that we are fucking paying for. They gave them the goddamn gold mining equipment from the fucking, like in Alaska and shit, so that they built a fucking enemy that we could have a Cold War with. That's what that was all a fucking about, and preserving and fucking expanding.
Gave them the nuclear bombs and everything.
Yes. Yeah, the goddamn, there was some, John, when he did that series on, was talking about, what the hell's his name? Jordan, Major Jordan, talking about the people, the average person riding on a goddamn train over in fucking Russia knew that they had, you know, that they were passing the thing and they got the bomb and everything. While over here, man, oh goddamn, you know, thimble full of fucking uranium comes up missing, and oh goddamn, they're searching the whole world and everything while they're fucking sending it over there by the fucking ton to create an enemy, so that you, if you create a problem, you got to solve that problem. It only costs us 5.5 trillion of those dollars those days. What would that be, 50-100 trillion today that we spent? What kind of life could people have had on that goddamn money if it wasn't spent for destruction instead of construction? It's just everything they have done since the beginning of the first son of a bitch that stood up. I mean, he figured the first shaman that figured out how to fucking count to three when everybody else could only count to one has been a fucking sham, and it's been a shill, and it's been a fucking scam. And that's what this fucking Ukrainian shit is. It's just another fucking scam. Let's finish this article. Once the guns are collected, getting them to Ukraine will be a big hurdle. The only way they can be transferred is to a federal approved licensed distributor in foreign country, Blakeman said. It's a long process to get that done. So that's why we're asking for help from the federal government. You fucking cocksuckers, you corporate motherfuckers have zero authority to do, just like you had zero authority in Syria. Remember they wanted fucking, Obama to fucking, to shoot the fucking love missiles, and so that they could fucking hit Syria because they knew Syria would retaliate against the person who ordered the people who ordered the fucking bombings and shoot at Israel, and then they could start a fucking war. See, this is how these fuckers operate. And then you find out that the goddamn Israeli special forces are fighting with the Ukraine. What are they fighting with? What the fuck are they doing? What are they fighting for? Oh, that's right. Goddamn New World Order. The same New World Order here that's fucking starving your asses out, that have your people living under fucking underpasses, have your children fucking starving in the richest country on planet fucking Earth as they hand billions and trillions to the fucking enemy. Because they are the fucking enemy in occupation, and people better fucking wake up to it, start enforcing that goddamn Bill of Rights verbatim. They strike, you stupid fools. Should the weapons not find their way to the Ukraine, they'll be returned to the donors. I got some goddamn beachfront property right down in Phoenix, Arizona that you will fucking love. No, they will be, if they, when they threw that in there, that's what hit me. Man, what they're going to do is they've got tons of fucking guns over in Ukraine. They've been pumping fucking guns and ammunition into that country since Obama's time. And fucking tell me goddamn Joe Biden ain't a criminal fucking mafia figure over there and his fucking son Hunter. Hey, has that fucker been fucking even given a fucking speeding ticket yet? Or a parking fucking ticket yet for the treason and insurrection and fucking goddamn espionage he fucking partook in over there in the Ukraine? Has he? No, you don't even fucking hear about it. Why don't you hear about it? Because, well, man, we got to go help those Ukrainians. What the fuck, you Ukrainian? Fuck you, Ukraine. Fuck you, Ukraine. You have nothing I need. Close the fucking borders of this goddamn country. Tell all these internationalists to shove it up their fucking ass and put the take back our fucking nuclear arsenal and say, you stay the fuck away from us or we'll fucking nuke the whole goddamn joint. We'll blow this fucking planet up before we'll serve as slaves on it. You got it? We'll put our goddamn liberty above everybody's fucking life. However, another problem could develop as the Ukrainian military uses the AK platform. This means a bulk of their ammo supplies are chambered in 76239 or 54539, which would make ammo hard to find in the war-torn country for AR platform weapons. Well, like Charlie said, Afghanistan's right there. I bet you, I mean, that's why we're paying fucking three times what a fucking bullet's worth. Can't buy fucking powder. That's why we're being starved of ammunition, because it all had to go over there to, I wondered what they left all that fucking military weaponry over there for. Maybe Charlie's right. Days ago, Ammo Incorporated, who were boycotting, I wouldn't piss on them to put them out if they were on fire. Days ago, Ammo Incorporated, a U.S.-based ammunition, U.S.-based. That's an international corporation who has a base here in the United States to fuck the fucking people of the United States and get paid for doing it. Fuck you. I tell you what, you cocksuckers. I forbid you to give these motherfuckers any kind of contracts, because that's why they're doing this. So they can get them a big fat ass military contract. So more fucking money can be pumped into the industrial war complex. So more people can live under fucking bridges as the goddamn foreigners come in and take over this goddamn country. Unfucking abated. Ammo Incorporated, a U.S.-based ammunition and components manufacturer, announced they would donate 1 million rounds of ammunition in the armed forces of Ukraine. Now, if they're going to donate that and they are fucking, they have a base here in the United States, who's going to fucking pay for it? You are, when you go to buy ammo to defend yourself against who? The same motherfuckers that are giving the goddamn bullets to. That's who. The same person fucking old Trumpy's backing. Hey, Trump and Biden are both behind them, people. Why, what do you Trumpers think of that? I guess old Biden ain't such a bad fucker after all, is he? Or is that too fucking stupid to be breathing the same air as me? Also, the U.S., U.K., France, Germany, and other Western European countries have pledged to ship weapons to Ukraine, including anti-tank, anti-aircraft missiles. Hey, well, you don't fuck around, fuck around. You think those fuck, you ain't gonna kick Russia's ass. Fucking, what are you thinking? They're looking at a fucking, they couldn't get us to take the fucking death shot. Looking for a new way to fucking kill. And to kill more of the people they want killed than they've got their own people down into the bunkers, which we're gonna seal up with cement, including the fucking air holes. You son of a bitches. But we'll unleash some nuclear weapons. Russia cannot be defeated. Get that through your fucking heads right now. Russia has enough fucking armament. They have more goddamn nuclear weapons than we do. They have enough to destroy this planet probably four times fucking over. You think you can conquer them? Are you that fucking I won't even ask. They don't even have to have one soldier killed. They can just start pushing fucking buttons, man. Is that what you're fucking looking for? Is that what the whole idea here is? Or is it just to scare us into thinking that? To scare us into, well, if you're scared, you better not be over there fucking helping those one world motherfuckers. You better just tell them to let Putin have his goddamn territory that he wants as a part of the New World Order, as a goddamn part of the international corporate mafia, $20 billion fucking heir. I wonder how many people in fucking, over there in Russia have fucking $200, let alone $20 billion fucking dollars that are on the same wavelength as fucking Putin. I would think not very goddamn many. Oh, Christ, people. Biden to ban Russian oil imports over Ukrainian war. Here go. I mean, fucking, hey, $9, $10. I guess they told us we ain't gonna fucking burn any more fossil fuels because we ain't gonna be able to fucking afford to. You watch what we do to your fucking your goddamn system if you try this shit, you son of a bitch. You forgot what happened back in the '70s, didn't you? When the people had enough of your fucking shit, you will fucking suffer. And I'll tell you what, you fucking, every one of you motherfuckers, you have a head CEO, you have the head guys, and they are the head of the fucking snake that we will be after. We are sick of you, son of a bitches. You stop the exports from this fucking country. You refine our fucking, sweet crude. No exports of the goddamn, products created from our crude. It all stays in the United States of America, and this isn't even a fucking issue to us anymore, is it? So why wouldn't they do that, people? Why would they keep exporting and importing fucking tons more from fucking Saudi Arabia, I mean from Russia and these other fucking places, Venezuela next, I guess, so that they can make more product. So they have tons more product, but it's all going out through this international fucking shit. We don't need nobody in this goddamn world. We have every resource in this country we could possibly need. And especially we have the most intelligent fucking people. We don't need any of the rest of this fucking world. And we do have the means to destroy the whole son of a bitch. So what we need to do is close our fucking borders. Throw every motherfucker out of here that came as an act of fucking treason. As an act of sedition. As a criminal fucking act. Throw their fucking asses out. Seal our fucking borders. We got everything. We're not like China. We isolate. We ain't gonna fucking. Well, we do. They got every idea those motherfuckers ever had. They stole from our people. We got the fucking ideas and we got the resources to make them happen, man. We should be fucking. I mean, we should be flying high, people. We truly should. We should. All of our people should be living luxuriously. You think about $28 trillion. That's just what they say they can't account for. That ain't a drop in the bucket to what they've been stealing from us for the last 100 years. Just think about how you could be fucking, how you're supposed to be living. What your forefathers fought for so that you could live like. And then look what they're fucking doing to you. And then by all means, send your fucking AR-15 to the fucking Ukraine so that they can fucking grab it and fucking use it and blow your fucking worthless brains out. I've had enough of this shit for the day. If you guys have, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And remember, Trump's for the New World Order, conservative. So you better get the fuck out there and vote, you fucking retards. And that is The Word from the Trenches.